Tennessee is different. That was Haslam's theme for the night. Different from other states in a low cost of living and relatively low unemployment. Different from Washington, D.C., because Tennessee has made cuts instead of raising taxes.
We did not raise taxes. In fact, we lowered them.
While the theme was different, Haslam's speech was more of the same. He proposed lowering the food tax another 0.25%. Haslam was very specific in outlining a tax cut on investment income meant to help retirees.
We're proposing to cut the hall tax even further this year by raising the exemption level for seniors from $26,000 to $33,000 for individuals and $37,000 to $59,000 for joint filers.
But other proposals were intentionally vague, such as a plan to allow school vouchers. This would redirect state education money to pay private school tuition. The governor didn't say the word vouchers or even his preferred term, opportunity scholarships. What Haslam did say is that he plans to add options for low-income students in the lowest-performing schools.
Now, I expect this proposal will be hotly debated, but after taking a careful look at the issue and how a program might work in Tennessee, I believe a limited approach that gives more choice to parents and students stuck in difficult situations makes a lot of sense.
I'll be honest with you, I want it broader than that.
Like many Republicans, Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey wants to see vouchers for almost any family, no matter the income or school.
Parents know what's best for their kids, and whether you're in a failing school or not failing school, if there's a better school you can go to, you ought to be able to do it.
Ramsey says he plans to talk with the governor to make his case, but he says in the end a bill will pass that is, quote, good for the state. Besides vouchers, the governor was also light on details with his overhaul on workers' compensation for people injured on the job. He says he just wants a system that's fair to both the employer and the worker. House Speaker Beth Harwell says it leaves lawmakers room to put their stamp on things.
You know, one thing I found about this governor, he's open to listen to what the legislature offers. Ultimately, it is the legislature's responsibility. He doesn't do anything without legislative approval.
But much of what the governor outlined is likely set for smooth sailing. The governor introduced new programs meant to increase the state's college graduation rate to a stated goal of 55%. One initiative sets aside money from the state lottery to fund so-called last-dollar scholarships for students close to finishing a degree. John Morgan is chancellor of the Tennessee Board of Regents system, which includes Middle Tennessee State, TSU, Austin Peay, and Tennessee Tech.
I want to learn a little more about how they're going to administer it. But that last dollar can be the thing that really creates an opportunity. So, yeah, they do work.
And for the first time in a decade, universities would get more money instead of less in the governor's proposed budget. In exchange, they agreed to hold tuition increases to 6% or less. In K-12 education, Haslam is offering big money for local districts to upgrade technology, as well as $34 million that could be used to help fund more police officers in schools. Another controversy that the governor's budget sidesteps is whether or not to expand the state's Medicaid program for the poor, as envisioned in Obamacare. Haslam still hasn't made a final decision and says he's hesitant to commit because of the long-term costs. But he also acknowledges rural hospitals might be forced to close without the additional Medicaid money.
Most of us, not all of us, but most of us in this room don't like the Affordable Care Act. But the decision to expand Medicaid isn't as basic as saying no Obamacare, no expansion.
Democrats say expanding Medicaid is one of their top priorities this year. House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh says he's encouraged to hear the governor's thinking.
It seems to be a little easier decision the way I see it than the way he sees it, but that's fine. At least he's going to consider it because it's something that really has not much downside for Tennessee.
The federal government will pay all the costs the first few years and 90% after that. But Democrats will have very little say about what happens on this or any other proposal from the governor. Republicans have 2/3 majorities in both chambers. Their work on the governor's agenda begins in earnest today. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer.